Welcome to the Thinklings Podcast, a conversation where good thoughts help renew the mind with the Word of God. I'm Charlie Carter, and I'm here with Tim Little and Andy Stearns. Let's jump into the conversation.
Happy Boxing Day, 2024.
Happy Boxing Day.
So for all of you listening that don't know, we stole a holiday from Canada.
We did. Not from Norway.
Yeah. So, in my understanding, going back like a year and a half, Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, is where you put all the box everything up, apparently. You clean up everything. And so we, last year, decided we need to add a letter. Instead of Boxing Day, you add another O, and it's Boxing.
That's right.
And that will be, it is, it has thus been created.
It's our
Boxing Day. In perpetuity is the day where you do lots of book-related things, but mainly the day you read the books that you were gifted.
Yes.
So then normalizing for Christmas, you give people Boxing books.
That's right.
So that the day after Christmas, they can books all they want.
That's right.
And so in this episode, we are Boxing to each other. Ooh. We are giving people each other books that we will then, Lord willing, books with on December 26th today. So we're recording this, you know,
earlier
than the 26th. And so we hope that you all are participating in Boxing Day with us. And so what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to kind of go through our normal introduction stuff, but we're going to go around the circle and we're going to gift books to each other and explain why we got what we got. But before we do that, how are we doing, gentlemen?
We're doing great. I love bonus episodes. Isn't this to date our second bonus episode we've done?
Third. I think we did a special bonus for like C.S. Lewis Reading Day last year.
That's right.
Which we didn't do again this year, even though I think someone from Pines for Jack like messaged me.
Oh, that would have been good.
And just like, oh, hey, this is happening again. And we didn't do it. Sorry, Pines for Jack, if you're listening to this.
We like your stuff, though.
Not friends of the podcast.
Yet.
But we did a this year. I like the little bonus episodes that we sprinkle into other days of the week.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
So this coffee is absolutely amazing. Mad Goat coffee.
See what he did there?
No.
I'm supposed to answer the question.
I'm just trying to keep us going, man.
Roasted in what I affectionately refer to as Dirty Danville.
Ooh.
That's
kind of low.
Yeah.
Hey, Danville,
talk
Illinois.
To Lance Lewis about that.
Anyway, the coffee is not very dirty. It's really good.
I've actually been to this coffee shop. Who gave us this? Let's get their name out there.
Tyler Augustus.
Yes. He. I've had him in some classes.
Yeah. Can I just share the origin story of this bag?
Yes.
President Tillotson is coming to my intro to Bible study class the last week of school to speak on application, of which he excels greatly. And I walk in, and he walks in, and there is a bag on my podium at the 10 o'clock hour, and I see the coffee sticking out, and I'm like, wow, this is great. And President Tillotson's like, oh, yeah. And then I pull the coffee out. Wow, unbelievable. So I pull the bag of coffee out, and then I look, and there's some books. And I pull out two copies of Jesus Calling.
Dr. Jim's favorite
book. And Tillotson sees me, and I had to be like,
yikes.
This is actually a joke. they know I don't like this. I'm like, come on, Tyler, what in the world? But so what he gave us is a copy of Jesus Calling, and this is the exact one. This one here I have on my desk already as a coaster.
Yeah, that's the one that there's like millions of.
Yeah,
all
it has
the
a
place.
Sticker on the front that says coaster. It has a thing on the spine that says coaster. So anyone coming to my office will see Jesus Calling and say, why is he using it as a coaster? And I can be like, because it's trash. And then the second book, and this was crazy, it's Jesus Calling 365 Devotionals for Kids.
Oh, that's gross.
It is. It's just, anyways, I'm gonna
Jesus Calling stuff is like all over the place. They had a card line, like cards, like you give to people. Calling. They
that's
had
why
like
we
tons
did an
of stuff.
Could we create a fund where our listeners could donate to that we would use those funds to procure copies of Jesus Calling and destroy them?
Well, I'm actually, at first I was offended at Tyler, but now I realize, hey, no one else is reading these and I'm going to make them into coasters. So thank you, Tyler, for more coasters.
The Shack Stack got 2 inches taller.
Actually, that might be better. Yeah. Shack Stack.
Amen. Anyway.
Good coffee. Thanks, Tyler.
Yes. All right. And
it's an Ethiopian Guji for anyone who's wondering.
Yeah, and it's good.
It's very good.
It's good.
It is delightful. And I've been in that coffee shop in Danville, and it is a cool coffee shop.
You can almost tell the listeners who really pay attention because they send us the light roasts. Single origin. Ooh. Well, no, I know we're very thankful for all, including.
It's very biblical because God, on one of the days of creation, separated the light from the dark.
And called the light good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the spirit of Jesus calling.
Oh, my.
You're correct. Our interpretation of that verse was very womanish right there.
We're. Oh. Oh, no, but like.
That hasn't come out yet.
That hasn't come out yet, Charlie. That's the next episode.
Yes, that's even better. All right.
Listen, so you'll have to listen to next week's episode to understand why Charlie sounded sexist there, but he actually was just being theological.
That's a theological term.
You guys are horrendous. Yeah.
All right, let's get into the main part of our episode with a special drop.
Booksing business.
Booksing business.
Look at that. That's so good.
Let's gift some books, starting with Tim.
So in the spirit of James 2. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them things which are needful for the body, what does it profit? And so, before I give a book, how can I let you continue to sit there freezing cold all the time?
Oh, no.
What? He got us a blanket!
I get to sit here in my blanket and stay warm in these freezing cold sessions.
This is so good. Listener, is this the same?
Oh, it's Lord of the Rings.
It is.
What in the world? Listener, this is.
Oh, you look so much warmer.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh. This, Tim,
the
social media.
The fires of Mordor are warming me.
Hold on, Charlie, we need to sit right next to each other.
Take a picture of us.
Come on, Tim, quickly.
I know that people can't hear me great right now because I'm sliding away from my microphone.
Tim, oh, this Tim. Is fantastic.
We are warm and filled.
And listener, we're just going to say that everything today is going to be out of context. Like, probably all the verse uses are out of context.
I love how serious he got when he said, he listener, just need you to know, everything's out of context now.
So we literally get... A blanket made of the map of the Lord
made
of the Rings.
Made of the map of the Lord of the Rings.
And we get books. I love this.
All right. Andy will go first, and you can explain his book for him.
Okay. So Andy found three boxes of the Great Books outside of his office door because they came in. The Great Books series is a complete set of the 55 volumes of the greatest books. And the set is not complete. I think it will get completed. Because it came from Dr. Myron, and his library has kind of moved around a few times. And so that's most of them. And I'm guessing as we continue to process his library, the rest of them will show up. So I'm giving a complete set to you in faith that the rest of them show up.
That is really meaningful. Thank you. I almost teared up there. I'm not joking. No. Like, I'm like, oh,
could we do something?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give a roundabout to this. So the Inklings Variety Hour by Chris Pipkin, where I've been on the podcast and talked about Lord of the Rings and Lewis and Tolkien. He had posted on Instagram a few days ago a question. Was Owen Barfield an Inkling? Because there's apparently some debate as to
really.
Okay, he was a lawyer at the time, and he like never really was at Inklings meetings. He appeared every now and then. So there's some people that don't want Barfield to be an Inkling. But the Owen Barfield estate calls him the first and the last Inkling. Like that's a title that the Owen Barfield estate have given to him. And so I think what we should say Myron is the first and the last Thinkling. Because if he was still here, he'd be right here with us.
Oh yeah. And we've all completely been shaped and benefited from
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So I don't know, are we all in favor that Myron would be the first and the last Thinkling?
This is official business.
This is official business.
We need to call it to order.
We do call the Thinklings to official order.
This is our fourth vote?
Yes. And just to make sure, a quorum would be a 3/4 majority.
Mm-hmm.
And we are missing one of the four of us, which would be Josh Boyd.
That's right.
But if we all agree, we still have quorum.
Yes, we do.
We constitute agree. And vote in quorum.
Yes, we do.
So motion is that Myron would be titled the first and the last Thinkling.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
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 That was easy.
All opposed? Perfect.
Perfect.
It carries. Ah, that's
really cool. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Then the second book, this has been on my list.
Has it?
Yeah.
What is
it? So it's Confident Witness, edited by David Dockery, and it's Evangelism and Apologetics in the 21st Century. This thing just came out, I believe.
It did. It just came out.
Mm-hmm. And so in 2024, it appears to be essays on evangelism and apologetics. And it's
Your discipline. So that's kind of what I saw upon evangelism.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you, sir.
Hey, no problem. You're welcome.
Super that's cool. Interesting.
Happy Booksing Day.
All right. Am I ready?
Tag, go.
The War on Words, 10 Words Every Christian Should Fight For.
Mm-hmm.
G3. Oh, yeah. I do know who this is.
Yeah, David DeBrine has written some really good stuff on music and worship. Mm. His 10 words were not the 10 that I thought he would have, but it still is a book that intrigues me. You know, in our day and age of words and your words guy.
That's cool.
With your poetry and everything.
And he went to Central in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he's,
So he would be somebody that's pretty close to us. And this book intrigued me, interested me. I was trying to think of something that was words-ish because of your love for poetry and all of those things.
Well, I randomly flipped to a page and there's a title that says Affect or Effect.
Right. Exactly.
The difference between affections and emotions is seen in what art is used in worship. Since worship uses art, worship leaders can use it in precisely one of these two ways, to affect us or to create effect.
Ooh, that's so
that is a very
right there.
Tantalizing section that I'll read. I'm looking forward to reading this on the 26th. It'll be fun.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, ready?
I'm done.
So mine, I picked, I don't know if I should, I'll just give them to you, but they have an inscription, okay?
Oh.
So Charlie, since you have crinkled a bag right now, as I was because of your studies on friendship. Mm-hmm. Tim, because I thought you'd find it interesting.
Okay, I'm going to flip it over. Tolkien and Lewis, The Gift of Friendship. Ooh, that's a wonderful
by Colin
picture.
Duryea's.
Who is Colin Duryea's?
So he has written a bunch on the Inklings. And he spoke prominently at Piper's Lewis conference in 2013. And he's got a couple of books. But you can read the quotes. You don't have to. But I thought they were quotes related to friendship that fit well with the book.
And you do have it inscribed at the top. Booksing Day 2024. Okay.
I almost left that so that if we passed them, other people would be like, oh, this was given on Booksing Day. But then I thought, it's so personal. I wanted to.
I will read the quotes. This is from the Selected Literary Essays. The next best thing to being wise oneself is to live in a circle of those who are. And from the Four Loves, people who bore one another should meet. People who bore one another should meet seldom. People who interest one another often, which is what we do.
Exactly.
Thank you, Andy. This is
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
Mine is A Hobbit, A Wardrobe, and A Great War. Mm.
Have you read that?
I have not.
Okay, because I thought you'd probably enjoy it. And then the quote I picked for you, I thought was very fitting.
So this is a quote from the book?
No, it's a quote. It's just a quote that relates to war.
How disastrous for us is the continual remembrance of death, which war enforces. One of our best weapons, contented worldliness, is rendered useless. Oh, so this is Screwtape.
Yeah,
Screwtape writing to the junior demon. Okay, one of our best weapons, contented worldliness, is rendered useless in war. In wartime, not even a human can believe that he is going to live forever. The Screwtape letters, that's excellent. Thank you very much, friend. I will read this on Booksing Day.
I picked the quote on war there because I was looking for quotes that fit both of them in my quotable book. And the one on war mentioned worldliness. I was like, oh, Tim's going to love this.
I am.
And it is true. I do think it is interesting that war is an evil, and yet that evil and evokes Ecclesiastes 7:2 and 7:4.
So, right.
Mm-hmm. Happy Booksing Day, friend.
You've reviewed that on the podcast before, and I've always thought I need to come back and read
it's
that.
It's good. That's cool. It's good.
All right. So we said we weren't going to rap, and then I decided to rap, so I broke the code. So, okay, you can open the brown paper.
Okay.
And inside the brown paper you will find there is a bookmark in there from a local bookstore where I got the book, some of the books.
That is so cool.
And then so of the two books that are individually wrapped inside, start with the bigger of the two.
Okay.
And we'll go
You see the thing?
That is fantastic.
Yeah, whack. It's
woman, wandering. Woman owned today, tomorrow, always. Wandering Raccoon Books.
Located in Grimes, Iowa, 5 minutes from my apartment.
Oh, that's not far.
Great. Yeah.
And so, Tim, Raccoon. Go ahead and open. You can both open at the same time, but then I'll explain. So these are, I went to Wandering Raccoon with the goal of finding a book that I think you guys would be interested in reading, knowing that it might be hard to do. So Tim, read your title.
The Secret Lives of Booksellers and Librarians.
What's the sub?
True Stories of the Magic of Reading by James Patterson and Matt Eversman.
Yeah, so no I thought, way. You know what? Okay, I don't know anything about this, but I was like, this looks like something that fits into Tim, and so maybe he'll find some enjoyment out of this. It might be horrendous. I don't know.
Bookseller. I'm a bookseller, man.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And if you will pass that to me, I'm actually going to inscribe Booksing Day 2024 in it for you.
To be a bookseller, you have to play detective.
Dude, that's a really good pick
it
for
sounds
Tim.
Almost like what I'm you were serious. Talking about off yeah. air, about being a curator of what's in the store.
Yeah.
You're a detective and you're figuring out what's going to be there. Woo. Thank
all
you.
Right.
This is so great. I feel like on December 26th, I need to read one chapter from at least one chapter from every one of these. Yep. That is fantastic. Okay. Charlie, I have wanted to read Leif Onger for a long time.
So
I cheerfully refuse by Leif Onger. And he's the author of Peace Like a River. I don't know anything about this, but you've mentioned this on the podcast.
So that is his newest novel.
Okay.
I was in Wandering Raccoon Books. And while we went in, it was during the ice storm that was like last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was that night. And I was just looking around. And they were like repositioning books on new shelves. So they're just random stacks. And at the very top of one of these stacks, I saw that Leif Onger. And I was like, oh my goodness, I have wanted to buy that book. And I was like, I'm sorry, but can one of, like, I think it was the, I don't know if they're married, but like husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend that own it. I was like, can one of you get that? And she's like, oh yeah. And they pulled it down. I was like, do you have any other copies of it? And they had two. So I was like, okay, one of these is for Andy.
Thank you.
And then I have one, I have a matching companion bought at the same bookstore on the same day. So, and then you each have a Wandering Raccoon bookmark.
That is such a great bookmark.
Okay. So while I inscribe Andy's Leif Onger book, so now weird. You can turn and you can both open this. This is the same book. So you can both open it.
What in the world?
Tell me what it is.
The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Juster.
I've heard of this. I think my kids had to read this.
Yes. So it is kind of what you were saying earlier, Tim, about me.
Yeah.
Like a love of words.
Yeah.
This is absolutely full to the brim of puns.
No way.
Puns. It's about a boy who comes home from school and he finds this toll booth in his room that was delivered and he goes off to this land. And some of the places he goes is like, the Island of Conclusions, which, by the way, how do you get to the Island of Conclusions?
You
there's
jump.
Only one way to get there.
You jump.
You jump to the Island of Conclusions.
Oh my word.
And, horrendous.
Yeah. And so I mentioned this off air. I was actually watching Parks and Recreation, which is an NBC like talking heads like comedy. And there's an episode where they're like having this government like meeting. And they try to filibuster the meeting. And the main character of the show, Leslie Knope, like, I'm just going to read some thoughts from the Phantom Tollbooth. And she just whips this book out and starts reading in chapter one. And I had never noticed that before. But I had this recommended to me. And I had it read to me.
What?
Ooh. And it is incredibly fun.
So this is the one to read to my kids?
This is the one that I expect you both to read to your kids.
We'll do it.
And I think depending on you have differing age levels.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Some of the kids, the puns will be missed on them. But I think Evan and some of your older boys, Tim, are going to catch the languagey puns that are happening. And I think they'll find it very fun. There's opportunity for characterization.
Ooh.
So like you can do voices if you want to.
I'm so in on the voice.
And I think your kids are going to love it.
Do you know what I think is interesting? The recommendation at the beginning is written by none other than Maurice Sendak.
Yeah, I don't
he's
know
the guy
is.
Who wrote the Where the Wild Things Are. It's a classic kids book.
Oh.
And he's the one who illustrated the Little Bear series. I don't know if you've ever seen those. They're great. Little Bear is fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. This is fantastic.
Happy Booksing Day.
Happy Booksing Day.
I love Booksing Day. I don't know how much I like that we stole Canada's holiday, but the idea of Booksing the day after Christmas is like awesome.
Hold on. Can I give some another way to think about it? When we are honoring their holiday. We're honoring their holiday. We're saying we think it's a great idea and we are just tweaking it. We're appropriating it in a good way. We're like, man, boxing up things, that's good, but giving books, we like your inspiration, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
So it's like an honor. It's a way we're honoring by stealing, Tim. Okay. Yes. We're honoring by stealing.
All right.
So that probably leads well into our final thought.
do you have a final thought, final meditation for us, Tim?
What? Well, it's Booksing Day, and it's a time of celebration. And so, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a game. It's called The Bible is Funny.
Yes, The Bible is Funny is such a good game.
Yes.
We've played that together.
Oh, that's right. You came over and we did.
So good.
So, in the spirit of The Bible is Funny.
Hold on. Really quick summary. The Bible is Funny is like apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
But the one cue card says something, and then all the other cards that you try to match with it are verses completely out of context. And so you come up with some great combinations that are all heretical. We really should play an introduction to Bible study. Okay, carry on.
In the spirit of that, Luke 24:41, do you have anything here to eat? So enjoy the holidays, enjoy the food, and consume the books. Have a great Booksing Day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Thinklings Podcast. We would love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, suggestions, or potential topics that you'd like us to discuss, you can contact us through our email, thinklingspodcast@gmail.com. Remember, don't let this conversation end with this podcast. Read good books, talk about them with your friends, and always continue to cultivate your mind. See you next time on the Thinklings Podcast.